Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready for an amazing hour of Pan-African music? Cool, because I'm bringing it. First off, I've got a great playlist. New music for you from Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Ghana, Morocco, Tanzania, Cameroon, and South Africa. Then I bring in Bill Odidi from Nairobi. He's got a feature on a new compilation album of East African electronic music. It's called Music for the Eagles, and you'll meet two of its artists, Afro Rack and Boutros Munene, and they talk about their contributions to that album of trance and shrap. Finally, at the back half of the hour, I'm bringing you my own in-depth interview with Lokua Kanza. This Paris-based Congolese veteran and newly appointed UNICEF ambassador for the DRC has just released his seventh album, Moko, after an 11-year hiatus. We talk about that and we listen to samples from his new work and get a live performance at the end, too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting out with this chill Amapiano vibe today. This is Sgubu by Shuffle Music, featuring Dino, Debin Gogo, Malindi, and Kay Brizzy.
Yo, Washa. This is the PCA. I'm going to be so bad. I'm going to teach you about it. Wash. It's over time, Jesus. It's over time, wash. Push. Tiki tiki, yo. Yo. Oh, sugar, yo. Wash. Tiki tiki, yo. 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 Oh, sugar, yo. Tiki tiki, yo. 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 Oh, sugar, yo. 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 Wash. He let's cook some of the Asila de Maka. I'm whining a la de Maka.
Thank you. are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yes, all right. That was Koroba by Tiwa Savage. And before that, Sugubu by Shuffle Music from South Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you this weekend. Hello. All right. Next up, a brand new track from Ghana by Wendy Shea called Heat. And then we move over to East Africa with Bill Odidi, who's got some exciting stuff for us on the latest in electronic music coming out of that region. Bring on the heat, Wendy.
Bye. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. You just heard Wendy Shay's new single out of Ghana, Heat. And now we join Bill Odidi in Nairobi and his guests, Afro Rack and Boutros Munene.
Hi, Heather. Thank you so much indeed. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi, Kenya. This is an interesting sound that I've selected from a new album which is called Music for Eagles. It's a compilation album of new sounds being created by a fresh generation of artists here in East Africa. The project is part of a collaboration between SoundCloud, that is an online platform, and the Nyege Nyege Festival in Uganda, which is known for championing all this fresh electronic sounds. What you're listening to is a track called Trance by a Ugandan artist called Afro Rap.
Hi, my name is Afro Rack from Uganda. I consider myself to be an experimental electronic artist. Sometime back, I was building stuff for my modular synthesizer, and I just built a quantizer. It's a module that allows you to be able to quantize the voices, the oscillators, to a particular scale. And I was messing around with the pentatonic scale. I kind of produced this voice from the oscillator that sounded like a hypnotic voice that could kind of get you into a trance. And it was conveying a certain motion, a hypnotic trance kind of motion, and that's why it labeled the track Trance. So it's basically the voice of an oscillator from my modular synthesizer.
With the track Trance, and he explained the creativity and the experimentation that it took to create that interesting sound. Here's another track that seems headed for big things. It's by a young artist who's creating waves here in Kenya. He's called Boutros Munene. He's fronting a sound called Shrap, sort of borrowing from trap music with electronic influences and rapping in a local slang called Sheng.
When you look to find a Juni Shrap over the rest. Street image, Jangili, pick your left. Hey, Guna me jazza, we know how to connect. Hey, foot kwa cage, a trap in Minko Fed. Hey, trap to Dwambe, neighbor, lift the feds. Hey.
I'm Boutros Munene, aka the Shrap God from Nairobi, Kenya, a recording and performing artist. When we started this whole Shrap movement, people were lenient to accepting whatever we were doing. You know, everyone was the backlash, everyone's scorning, but we made it through, you know what I'm saying, to actually becoming one of the top genres in Kenya. So this song was a dedication to the people that I came up with, the artists that I came up with, trying to push it, the ones who fell off, the ones who are still doing it, just to tell people that this trap over the last, no matter what happens, no matter the downfall, we're still here and we're still moving. Street image jangili, pick your left. Hey, guna meja za wino, hadi kwa neck. Hey, food kwa keja, trapping, miniko fed. Hey, trap lord wambia neba lita fed. Boutros, aka the Shrap God.
Street image jangili, pick your left. Hey, guna meja za wino, hadi kwa neck. Hey, food kwa keja, trapping, miniko fed. Hey, trap lord wambia neba lita fed.
So Boutros, how did your music end up on the Music for Eagles album?
There are other people who have been listening to me, and they had the manpower or just the capability of opening certain doors for other people to just listen to me. And so once they listen to my catalog, they kind of said, okay, I like what this kid is doing, what he's bringing to the table. And plus, us in Nyege Nyege, we've been having a relationship for a while. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it kind of helped, and I'm now there. So I want to see where it's going
to
go.
Loss, winners generally answer.
That is a sound that you need to keep an eye on, Shrap. And we heard from Boutros Munene, who's really championing the sound of Shrap here in Kenya and around East Africa. Check out much more on this wonderful compilation called Music for Eagles. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, handing you right back to Heather Maxwell as I play you one more interesting bit of music. This is from Uganda. It's Otim Alpha and it's Lobo Olanya.
All right. Thank you, Bill. That album, Music for the Eagles, sounds amazing. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you are enjoying the show. Next, I'm going to play you three back-to-back hits, starting with Papa by Belgian artist of Moroccan heritage Tiu Tiu and featuring El Grande Toto. Then Nigeria's rising star Gucci with her classic Afrobeat song Benzema. And then I'm going to play you my favorite song off of Ja Praise's latest album Guara called Murder. Now, after that, I come back to you and introduce you to Lokua Kanza and his amazing new music. But for now, let's get to our three back-to-backs. Here is Papa by Tiu Tiu featuring El Grande Toto. كي كنت نكتب عليك وهي شاد فيا وما بغى يطلق لا 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 يحس بيا كي الكل مقلق اي 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 كي تجي فيا هو اللي يعتق شاد فيا وما بغى يطلق
sweetness, oh, you be my sweetness, oh, oh, oh. Your body steady, body fire, body got me breathless, oh. Boy, you got me feeling so blessed, oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. I go praise, I go dance, I go break in my waist, in my head, in my head, in my head, in my head, in my. You dey play, you dey score, you be dancing, my. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I go praise, I go dance, I go break in my waist, in my head, in my head, in my head, in my. You dey play, you dey score, you be dancing, my.
Attempted man. From the Ben Makomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, I'm back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Lokua Kanza. His seventh album, Moko, under Universal Music Africa, debuted in June 2021 after an 11-year hiatus. It's a 14-track masterpiece that includes some of Africa's greatest talents of all time, including, of course, himself. Now, I spoke with Lokua earlier this week, and I'm going to share that interview with you in a minute. But first, let me introduce him. You gotta be strong in your life. Lokua Kanza was born in 1958 in Bukavu, Democratic Republic of Congo, and took to music right away as a kid. He was exceptionally gifted. He played guitar, sansa, percussion, flute, mandolin, bass, piano, and keyboards. Now, in his teens, he moved to Abidjan and then Paris in 1984 to study jazz guitar. There, the incumbent African music community, music giants like Ray Lema, Papa Wemba, Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo, Youssou N'Dour, they all quickly befriended him and recruited him into the fold. In 1992, Lokua gave his first major concert in Paris, opening for Angelique Kidjo, and then it was history. People adored his soulful, folky voice and beautiful acoustic guitar style and his stage presence. He got signed to Universal Records, recorded his first album, and he shot to fame in the 1990s during the whole world music heyday. He did tours all over the world and also sang on and produced many of his friends' recordings, notably Youssou N'Dour's most commercially successful album of all time, The Guide. Since then, that's been almost 30 years now, Lokua has produced seven albums, all on Universal Records, except for Wapi Yo, which was BMG, and Nkolo on World Village. And he stayed in Paris, continued to do tours. I met him a few years back at VOA in Washington while he was there. And actually, I grew up listening to his music. In fact, I even kicked around with him for a stint when I was in Paris doing music myself in the 1990s. Ah oui. So, it is with great pleasure that I present this special interview with Lokua Kanza, who I, as mentioned before, caught up with earlier this week virtually from Paris to talk about the new album and one song in particular called Tout va bien and congratulate him on a new award.
Hi, Lokua. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
I'm fine. Nice to see you.
The pleasure.
I just heard right before our interview that you were awarded UNICEF Ambassador for the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That's true, yes. Ambassador for Kids and Education.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to start out by discussing your latest music video and song, Tout va bien. Mm-hmm. What is the message? Tout va bien, for those who don't speak French, means all is well. But what is your message in this song?
The message in this song is talking about hope. You know, in this time in our life, you know better than me, it's a little bit strange with the pandemic, with the sickness, not only in the body, also in our minds. Human beings sometimes can be like animal. But sometimes, some days, we feel great, we feel good. And that song talk about that small days when everything is going right and good. It's a song for giving hope to people, because beside of the problems we have, but we have also the good side of life. Je me lève le matin, le cœur uni à l'univers, plexus solaire comme un refrain tendu.
calvaire, chant de rose dans ma tête, envie d'embrasser l'inconnu, penser à rien.
There are two kids in this video that come in the beginning and then reemerge in the middle. The boy is black, the girl is white. Is there a significance in that you mixed those colors?
Oh, it's a color of life for me. You know, it's and I love that the way those kids was, they give the image of the beauty of the kidness, but at the same time, the beauty of the human being of tomorrow. That's the image I would like to give.
Mm. Are they representing you when you were a child?
They represent human beings, because I love human beings. Sometimes they can be like stupid for some people when you talk about that. But I really believe strongly in my heart, those kind of image can move and change life, because that's the way we need our life to be together, to be united. That's why my album is named Moko. That mean Moko like the beginning, Moko like unity.
It's beautiful, tout va bien. I am sure that it's going to be really nice for many people to hear. Anytime you're down, just put on Lokua Kanza's Tout va bien.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hello guys. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Lokua Kanza. There is more of that to come. But first, we're going to go to Tanzania and then to Cameroon for some fresh urban sounds. Here's Ray Vanny with his latest hit love song, Wana Wewe Seka.
Baby, kwa mapenzi upo chuo Auko tena kindergarten Marashi ya Pemba Amechanganya na tangau Toto kama seda karoli Anavyo chambua karanga Na simurachi na mpenda Yepete michanda L-O-V-E
I love you
Kama kasimu muganga Pressure inapanda, pressure inashuka Now vimba tapasuka Nikikuposti namba instapata chafuka Watatamani kuhaki waje kufuta Lelele oh, le, le. Wanawewe seka Wanakopa bando Watu peruzi Wanawewe seka Mama nipe mambo Tuwa udi Wanawewe seka Basi cheka cheka ukideka deka numi Wanawewe Kishindoni kubebe Wenye chuki wakate shingo Sita kilebe Nina bunduki na wekalindo Udongo gani
kamaji.
I love you, daddy.
Mara si apemba amechanganya na tangao. Toto kama senda karoli anavyochambua karanga na simu achi nampenda yepete michanda.
L-O-V-E
I love you.
Kama kasimu muganga pressure inapanda pressure inashuka wanaovimba watapasuka nikikuposti namba insta pata chafuka watatamani kuhaki waje kufuta. Lelele wanaweze to peruzi wanaweseka mama nipe mambo tuwaudhi wanaweseka basi cheka cheka ukiteka teka numi wanaweseka.
Alright, yes, that was Ray Vanny with Wana Wana Seka. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. This is the Voice of America. Now, from Cameroon, Be Proud Remix by Buya-based musician and sound engineer Witty Minstrel. The song also features a string of A-class Khmer artists, Magasco, Vernoy Tina, Awu, Kameni, Geisha, and Mr. Leo.
Yeah, I'll sing some. If you know, say you be proud of your beginning, make you the shine a light. Just follow me, oh, follow me, oh, follow me, shine a light. Le bambo le wa, we bring you the identity, we bring you the identity.
Come in the pan this one again. I'll be proud, my Miliki girl, yeah, I, yo, I'm proud of.
Place where I come from. The moon is bright. We're telling stories round the bonfire. We get the firewood and we get the power. We get the sauce. Yes, we are proud of who we are. Now, not to say all man, not to change.
Yeah, more. How I come at the man. One so, your ally, I can sing.
We
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, everyone. Now it is time to get back to my special guest, Lokua Kanza. We're talking about his new album, Moko. We're going to sample some more of the 14 tracks off of this amazing work that, as you'll hear him say, features over 100 artists. And it's all live. No electronics. The exact opposite, actually, of what Bill Odidi's feature we just heard at the top of the hour from East Africa is. Anyway, and then finally, Lokua gives an impromptu performance at the end of this interview, which is so much fun. You're going to love it. So here we are.
Talk a little bit more about your album. It's your eighth album, seven. Oh, this is the seventh.
Yeah.
The one before that, it's been a long time, like maybe 10 years, hasn't it?
11 years without the album.
So what's different about this album? What can you say?
Many things. I don't know if we have time, but this album was like a kid's dreams, you know. When I was young, the things was touching me a lot. It was when I sit down and listen to those big brothers playing music, I was feeling like I'm flying. I was sitting, but my mind, my spirit was flying away.
You're talking about everyone listening. He's talking about Ray Lema, Papa Wemba, Angelique Kidjo, Manu Dibango, and many others. You have shared stages and collaborated and performed and recorded with all of those guys over your several decades career by now.
Yeah. And what I tried to do with this album, it took me like 8 years to build the album, create the album and everything. And I would like the people going to listen to this album to just feel like me when I was young, just fly. Traveling album for our mind, for our body, because it's very groovy, more than all those albums I did before. And also the combination of many things, you know, all those things I like in my life, the rhythm, the harmony, the melody from India, percussion from Brazil, the orchestra, Philharmonic from Hungary, you know, many things like that in the album. Like a tribute to human being. It's a love album. Saying in this album, I have 100 musicians playing inside live. And that 100? Also 100 musicians, yeah, in this album. It's a crazy album.
Samawai, Kulambaya Day. Samawai, Kulambaya Day.
Do you have a favorite song?
It's difficult for me, you know. Many times people ask me that question. I say it like my kids. I can explain to you different quality all of them had, but to say what is my favorite is difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lokua, why do you think you were able to make it as a young kid? I mean, I know you grew up in Congo, and I know you went to Abidjan back in the 80s, probably, when that was the center of the African music industry, maybe aside from South Africa. And then you went to Paris, and I mean, you came from humble background. And so how do you think you made it, aside from your talent?
What I can say is the eyes of all the people, what they say to me, the words. When people tell you, oh, we love your song make us feel good, your song made us grow mentally. I say, oh, it's me that? And I'm happy. But like I told you, for me, I'm a student in music, I'm learning. Now I start knowing myself a little bit better. But I know I got more things to learn again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you do another album, even though this one took you 10 years. Maybe you can shorten that time a little bit and put one out in a
couple.
I hope. Pemananga Nasina kangyo Najiselikia e paina yo na alinga Nalotaki na butu Yo pumwaki netindeke yo oyaki Na peleli pe ma pe silio.
All right, well, how about if you sing a little bit Tu va bien? That'd be nice. Just sing the chorus, just sing a few seconds.
I need my guitar. Est-ce qu'il a accordé? I need my guitar. Thank you. Did you know the bridge? Yo congoleo yo.
Et pas souka.
Voyez dans la minuit.
Gorgeous. I feel like I'm back in Central Africa. I really do.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Best of luck also with your new ambassadorship as UNICEF ambassador.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you again.
Soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, that concludes my interview with Lokua Kanza. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we have just a few more minutes before saying goodbye, so I am going to leave you with the song Mellow Pig that Lokua was just performing live and also comes off his album Moko. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi for his feature on the new compilation album Music for the Eagles, and also to my special guest, Lokua Kanza. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sundays, beginning at 15:05 and then again at 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio and online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.